Dear friends, the colors have changed. We have started the season of Advent that leads up to one of the greatest feasts we have in the church, the solemnity of Christmas that changes everything when humanity was truly and permanently changed, when our relationship with God was truly and permanently changed, when God became one like us, when God took flesh, when God walked the earth that we walked, breathed the air we breathe today, suffered like us, and died like we will die one day. That changes everything about our worship of God. And we have 4 weeks to prepare for that great day, dear friends. Why do we need 4 weeks to prepare? You see, sometimes Christmas is lost in the eating and the drinking and the exchange of gifts. All of them very good. But what is the core of what we are celebrating? What is it? Who is it that we are celebrating? Do we keep that in mind for these 4 weeks? Because I think we don't need 4 weeks to celebrate. We can call a feast tomorrow, Friday morning, Tuesday evening. We can feast any day of the week. We don't need to wait 4 weeks in order to know what we want to buy for our loved ones and friends. We already know that. We can buy that tomorrow and give it to them. So what is the 4 weeks about? Because Christmas goes deeper than just the external. The external should be a reflection of the internal. So the 4 weeks is for preparation. The 4 weeks is so that we can stay awake. And we have started well, dear friends. We have indeed started very well. The angel tree, given tree that we have done as a parish. And by the way, please, if you haven't returned the gifts, please do so that we can give it to the families who are in need. We have started well. And Paul gives glory to God on our behalf, even though he wrote to the Corinthians. But he's talking to each and every one of us that already we are on the right path. Already we are the people who have been blessed with the grace of God. We are the ones who already know that there is something big about to happen, that has happened, which we reenact every single year at Christmas. Paul is giving thanks to God in the second reading on our behalf. And Jesus is saying, keep awake, which echoes what Paul is saying. So Jesus is not telling us to rouse ourselves from sleep. He's telling us to hold on to what we already have. And it sounds very simple. Stay awake. Oh yeah, of course I can keep my eyes open. But let us take a look at that second window. That second window shows us we, you and myself, we are the three people over there snoring while Jesus was about to be crucified, about to be arrested. That's not Peter, James, and John. That is me. That is you. We can find ourselves in that position at a time, a heightened time in the life of Christ, when he already told them he was in agony, he was in pain, he was under tension. They fell asleep. His closest friends fell asleep on him. Dear friends, that is what can happen to us if we do not heed what Jesus tells us in the gospel today, to stay awake. Staying awake means we are already on the right path, like I said. And there are three ways we can do that. First of all, is being conscious of what we are celebrating, what we are preparing for. Being conscious of what it really means to journey towards Christmas and what Christmas brings to us. Christmas is all about love. And so let us be conscious of the fact that we need to express that love, which we have already started with the given three. Today is also a St. Vincent de Paul collection. Let us be generous as we have always been generous in this parish to those who are in need. The love could also be to friends and family. Who are those that we have cut off from our lives because of one thing or the other? God did not cut us off from his life. He came. He became like us in order to reconcile us to himself, even when we are the ones who were offending, as Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans. It is all about humility. Who are the people around me who I intimidate with my presence? Who are the people around me who I crush with my words? Who are the people around me who I make to feel little? Who I belittle just with my actions and words and things that I do or do not do to them. Christmas is about the reversal. God humbling himself to be like you and myself. Christmas is about mercy. Jesus coming to give us mercy. Who are those in need of our words of forgiveness? I understand. I forgive you. Do not worry. This is time to think about it. 4 weeks indeed, dear friends. It is about humility. Christmas is about going back to God and saying, I am in tatters. I am a total mess. How do I redo this? That is number one. Number two, Isaiah in the first reading gives a very beautiful prayer on behalf of each and every one of us. He says, would that you will find us doing the right thing when you come to visit. Would that you find us doing the right thing. And Isaiah tells us that he, even as a disciple, every day he listens to the Lord. That is the second way of keeping awake, dear friends. We need to have the disciple's ear, as he tells us in his prophecy, chapter 50. He says, I have the disciple's tongue, but every day the Lord wakes me up and makes me listen to his instructions for what to do and what not to do. What is it that God is telling us to do this season? What is it that God is telling us to redo in our lives, to change in our lives this season? What are those things that we are hesitant to start up or to stop or to continue in our lives? This is a time to listen. 4 weeks before the great celebration. And thirdly, Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians to think in a special way. When we have 4 weeks, it's a time of waiting. And what do you do when you wait? You think. These days when we wait, we go to our phones, okay? That's not a problem. But these 4 weeks, let us think about what Paul told the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. He says, think about these things. Anything that is pure, anything that is right, anything that is noble, anything that is just, anything that is praiseworthy and excellent. And I will humbly ask, as we think about it, let us also put it into practice so that within these 4 weeks, we can find a huge transformation in our lives so that Christmas does not take us by surprise. 4 weeks, dear friends, to prepare. 4 weeks to transform. 4 weeks to make sure that Christmas of 2017 will be the Christmas that we'll always remember in our lives. May the peace of the Lord be with you.